And joining me on the line now, Jeff Workman. He's the chair of the Shakespeare and Area Residents Association. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Dale.
I've been talking all morning about October 17th being the day for the rally in Shakespeare. We're getting all kinds of reaction to it here. What can you tell us about what might happen on that day?
Well, Dale, the rally is going to be the Save Shakespeare rally. We'll be having a center stage where we have some speakers come and talk about just how crazy of an idea this is to plow down Shakespeare. We're going to be educating people on the village.
Yeah.
We'll be marching around the town, showing people the wonderful buildings and just the wonderful community that we have.
Well, that's why. And on our website now, we've posted a few pictures of just some of the beautiful buildings around there. But it's all the way from Freifogel's Tavern outside of town right through to, well, the Shakespeare Presbyterian Church, all those other beautiful old stores and buildings. How many do you estimate in total are under threat? Roughly. So I know it's hard to know because...
There's 15 buildings, approximately, that have X's on them.
15.
That are set for demolition. However, when you consider how close the road will be to many of the buildings that remain, we believe that 15 is a far cry from the number of buildings which will actually be destroyed.
So it could be much more than that.
Could be 25.
Could be as many as 25 buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a progress report. We've talked to you before. All our listeners here know that. Our Zoomers are following this. We had somebody write down the date, October 17th, so we could come through Shakespeare just a few minutes ago. What's the latest you're hearing from local politicians and their efforts, if any, have been made so far to help you in Shakespeare, to preserve the town?
Well, we haven't heard a lot from them yet. They've indicated that they will be sending a letter to the MTO expressing some of our concerns. What that letter will contain, I don't know. The local politicians definitely know that we do not want this highway to be expanded through our village. And we are hopeful that that letter that they draft is going to communicate that.
Yeah.
There apparently was some confusion with that with some of the councilors that perhaps we didn't state that that's what we didn't want.
Are you kidding that you didn't? What, they thought you didn't want the traffic to go around? They thought you were inviting five lanes of pavement through your town?
Well, that was the comment that was made. So we made it very clear to council over the last couple of days that we do not want a five-lane highway ripped through our community. There are too many ramifications from doing that. It affects health, it affects safety, it affects our economy, and it affects the beautiful heritage that we have. And many of those things cannot be mitigated. And so a five-lane highway through Shakespeare is not the solution.